Supermarkets offer us lots of brands to choose from and everything from soup to toilet paper. We make our choices based on price or taste or durability or packaging. The Council on Economic Priorities suggests another standard to help us decide, the social responsibility of the manufacturer. The CEP is an organization that evaluates and encourages corporate social responsibility. It publishes a pocket-sized guide called Shopping for a Better World. The guide rates the social responsibility of 168 companies and their 1,800 products, as well as the supermarket chains that stock them. Alice Tepper Marlin is the founder and executive director of the council and one of the authors of the guide. I asked her why publish a shopping guide rather than encouraging a more familiar expression of disapproval, the boycott.
It takes an awful lot of organization to focus on just one company and get a nationwide boycott going. And you only occasionally buy the products from those companies. What we're doing with Shopping for a Better World is a concept we call selective buying, which enables you to decide for every single purchase you make, if you don't have a real favorite brand already, to pick the one with a better social record and stay away with the one that you might want to boycott or you might want to just avoid. It's much more comprehensive.
Now tell us how you grade the companies that you grade in Shopping for a Better World.
We grade them each separately on 11 different criteria because we just provide the information. It's up to the individual to make their own value judgment to decide which issues are important to them, mm-hmm. and in some cases even which grade they like. So we rate a company separately on their giving to charitable institutions, promotion of women, promotion of minorities, animal testing, disclosure of social information, relations with their community and unions, environmental protection, and family benefits. And then there are three criteria where we just say yes or no and give you information. Those are nuclear power, South Africa, and defense contracting. We've polled nearly 1,000 of the people who use Shopping for a Better World. And we found that most of them, the vast majority of them, care deeply about all 11 of the issues. But the one that matters the most to people is the environment. And there are some people who care only about one or two of those issues. So we've organized Shopping for a Better World so that they can just look down the column and find the companies that perform best in the issues they care about.
One of the categories that you mentioned that you evaluate companies on is disclosure of social information. What does that mean?
That's like a community right-to-know issue. That means that when we or a member of the general public ask them whether they have any minorities or women among their top officers, or whether they test on live animals for consumer products, or what their environmental record is, they're willing to provide us with the information, either by answering a questionnaire or an interview or by publishing the information in their annual report.
Say I'm the head of a big company, and you've just sent me your questionnaire to evaluate my company. And I don't really want to participate in this, so I'm not going to send it back. What's your next move?
Well, our next move is to telephone them and try to persuade them that, number one, we do a really fair and balanced job, that we're not out with a hatchet to get any particular company. Then, number two, that we're very good researchers, and that if they don't give us the information, we'll be able to dig up a lot of information from other sources, from government files, from library research, from interviews and research with other public interest groups that work on the issues we're concerned about, from academic sources. Then we go through the process of looking through all those other sources for information, and we send the company back our preliminary grades. At that point, a lot of companies that originally said, I don't want to be part of your survey at all, and thought that by not responding to the questionnaire, we would be forced to drop them from the book, or just to have nothing but a line of question marks, find out that we've been able to dig out a lot of information from other sources. Or they may begin to think that all those question marks aren't going to really impress consumers. And then they're quite tempted to give us additional information. Some of them fill out the questionnaire at that point. Others are given an opportunity to say why they think a grade we've given them is wrong and give us evidence to change our mind. And in fact, they often do convince us to change their mind. We make quite a few adjustments in the ratings before we publish them, on the basis of feedback from the companies themselves and also from our board of independent advisors who review all of those ratings.
What are the companies that rated highest this year in your overall rating?
We have an honor roll of 15 companies that got top grades in at least 9 of the 11 categories. That includes Avon Products, Ben & Jerry's, Celestial Seasonings, Dole Fam, that's a little company with 24 employees that makes Old Monk olive oil and Sterling cider, Eastman Kodak, General Mills, Johnson & Johnson, Kellogg's, 3M, they make Scotch tape, Newman's Own, Polaroid, Procter & Gamble, Quaker Oats, Sara Lee, and Tom's of Maine, another small company that makes all-natural toothpaste and shampoo.
I guess what I find interesting about that list is that it's a combination of old companies and newer companies who defined themselves in an alternative business type of way. So you've got the established companies and new companies represented in there.
That's right. And it's been very exciting over the last decade to see a number of new companies like Ben & Jerry's and Tom's of Maine that were founded for a social purpose from the very beginning and have tried in a comprehensive way to evaluate their social performance and to achieve social goals as part of their basic business goals.
Do you have an opposite of an honor roll?
Yeah, we sure do. We have a dishonor roll, what we call our 4X Club. Those are companies that have gotten X ratings in at least 4 of the 11 categories. And they include American Home Products, which makes Chef Boyardee, Easy Off, and Woolite, Castle & Cook, which makes Dole canned fruits and juices, Kimberly-Clark, which makes Kleenex and Huggies disposable diapers, USX, maker of Marathon Gas, Reynolds Metals, maker of Reynolds Wrap, and a small natural food company called Eden Foods.
Let me ask you, say one of the companies that scored high in your evaluation started saying, you know, recommended by the Council for Economic Priorities in their book, Shopping for a Better World. Would you feel like that was exploitation of your organization, or would you be behind using that for advertising?
No, we would certainly feel it was exploitation. And here's the reason. We don't evaluate the individual products. We are not competing with Consumers Reports here. To get an evaluation of an individual product, you need to turn to Consumers Reports or for nutrition to Center for Science and the Public Interest. We evaluate the social record of the companies behind the products, not the products itself. So the fact that a company gets a good social rating does not by any means mean that every single one of the products that they sell is a product that we think is good. In fact, there are a number of products here that we don't advise anyone to buy. But if they're going to buy them anyway, we'd rather they buy them from a more socially responsible company.
Now, I have to tell you, I always feel when I make my Saturday foray into the grocery that I don't have enough time to buy food, let alone to do research on, which product is the most is made by the most socially conscious manufacturer. Do you run into that a lot?
Well, I think that's a personal value judgment. Many of us take the time to volunteer for the causes that we care about. May think we never have enough money, but we still find some money to make out a check to support the causes that we care about. We don't have time to vote, but it's a responsibility that we carry through on. And it takes a little extra time to think about their social responsibility, but not much. And I'll tell you that I mind the boredom of shopping much more than I mind the time of shopping. One reason I mind taking the time to shop is that it's boring.
Let me shift to another subject that the Council for Economic Priorities researches, and that is military spending. For years, you've been turning out reports analyzing the amount of money being spent on weapons and the need for those weapon systems. How are your sense of priorities shifting now in this period of glasnost, in this period of democracy moving into the Eastern European countries, the monopoly of the Communist Party in the Soviet Union ending?
Well, we've turned almost all of our effort in this area to two issues which we've looked at before but have never been our central focus. One of those is the challenge of how to help companies and communities to adjust constructively to cutbacks in military spending. through conversion of plants and through community economic adjustment planning to attract new sources of employment to the community, to provide job training for people whose jobs are threatened, to bring some kind of state, city, and federal aid focused on the areas where there may be dislocation because of cutbacks in military spending. We've always found, when we've looked at it closely, that spending on civilian production is better for the economy as a whole than is spending for military production. The other area where we have refocused our effort is a joint project with the Soviet Academy of Sciences to look at how our two countries can work together constructively on the arms control process to introduce common security arrangements in Europe and to convert our weapons production facilities in both countries to peacetime purposes.
Alice Tepper Marlin is founder and executive director of the Council on Economic Priorities and co-author of Shopping for a Better World, a guide to socially responsible supermarket shopping.